This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Quad Foreign Ministers meeting is underway in Tokyo. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, along with his counterparts from Japan, the United States of America, and Australia, are attending the meeting. In his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said, "These are not easy times. A major challenge is to ensure global economic growth while also de-risking it." He said supply chains are a particular focus for resilience, just as we push for trusted and transparent digital partnerships. The External Affairs Minister said the march of technology has also acquired extraordinary proportions, holding possibilities of the very manner in which people live, think, and act. In a sense, the world is in the midst of a re-globalization. He said it is the only collective endeavor that can prove the international system against man-made or natural disruptions. Both the House of Parliament will resume their discussions on the Union Budget 2024-25 today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the budget on the 23rd of this month. It has drawn a range of reactions from both ruling and opposition members. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed with the Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of BJP-ruled states the steps to increase the outreach of the central government schemes. Mr. Modi gave several suggestions on further improving the governance in their respective states, emphasizing on the welfare schemes for their better delivery. Mr. Modi was addressing a two-day meeting of the BJP Chief Ministers Council in New Delhi, which concluded yesterday. The meeting was aimed at reviewing governance practices and welfare initiatives. The meeting was also attended by BJP Chief JP Nadda and senior party leader Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah, among others. Municipal Corporation of Delhi, MCD, has sealed 13 coaching centres in the old Rajendra Nagar area of Delhi that were found violating rules. The move comes a day after sudden flooding in the basement of an IAS coaching centre in Delhi that killed 3 students. A team from the civic body conducted searches at several coaching centres in the area yesterday and sealed the institutes that were running commercial activities in the basement. The MCD has come under fire for not ensuring proper enforcement of building norms in the national capital after the incident. Akhil Bharatiya Vidyarthi Parishad activists staged a protest outside the Delhi Mayor Shelley Oberoi's residence yesterday. Ministry of Education will celebrate the 4th anniversary of the implementation of the National Education Policy 2020 or NEP 2020 with Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam 2024 at Manekshaw Centre Auditorium in New Delhi today. The Akhil Bharatiya Siksha Samagam has been conceptualised to reinvigorate the commitment of various stakeholders for the effective implementation of NEP 2020. On the occasion, Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will share his experience in spearheading the implementation of the NEP 2020. Mr. Pradhan will also inaugurate several important initiatives of the Department of Education, including dedicated TV channels to facilitate learning of various Indian languages. To commemorate its 75th anniversary, the Supreme Court will organize a special Lok Adalat week from today. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, Justice K.V. Vishwanathan said, "This initiative aims to address the backlog of cases pending before the Supreme Court." He encouraged the litigants to take advantage of the Lok Adalat or the People's Court. At the third day of the Paris Olympics, all eyes will be on the Indian shooters as Ramita Jindal will be competing the medal round of 10-meter air rifle women's final at 1 p.m. while Arjun Babuta will also compete in the same event's final but in the men's category at 3:30 p.m. And on the second day of Paris Olympics, ace Indian shooter Manu Bhakkar opened the medals tally for India with a bronze in women's 10-meter air pistol event yesterday. With the feat, Manu became the first Indian woman ever to win an Olympic medal in shooting competition. International Tiger Day is being celebrated today. The main aim behind this day is to promote a global system for protecting the natural habitats of tigers and to raise awareness and support about the tiger conservation. And with that, we end this news bulletin.